all across America and around the world. This is Veterans Radio.
This is Veterans Radio.
And now, your host for today's program, Bob Gould.
And here we are, another Veterans Radio right here on WAAM. Yeah, hey, Derek, how's our levels, huh? They're cool. All right. Well, we got one heck of a day today, folks. This is our 11th anniversary program. Of course, it's Veterans Day. It's our celebration of Veterans Day. Dale Thronberry is with me, too. He's in the control room right at this minute. Dale, you got a microphone?
Evidently, I do.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Bob, and welcome to Veterans Radio for the 11th year in a row. Isn't this exciting?
11 years in a row. Good Lord. I wasn't even married that long. Holy moly, man.
Third time, right?
Well, we've got a heck of a program for you today, folks. We're going to be talking a lot about Veterans Day and all the businesses and restaurants and all of them that are responding to Dale, doesn't that make you feel great that we see, you know, because you were telling me when you came back in San Francisco and got egged and booed and all that, and tell us about that.
Well, I mean, we were not necessarily welcomed home, and it's funny because I heard a story about this yesterday. It's always nice to confirm what you think really happened. When I arrived back in Oakland in December of 1969, we were told to change into civilian clothing so that we would not attract any extra attention. And I did not. And they had a gauntlet that we had to walk through to get into the airport in San Francisco. And people there with signs, and they're all yelling and screaming. And you just had to, you know, maintain and just walk straight forward, because you knew if you lost your temper, it would be all over the news. Probably you wouldn't get home in time for Christmas, at least in my case.
You know,
so it was really just disturbing to hear about that.
Look how much of that has changed. We're going to be presenting to you folks a whole list of businesses and restaurants and all the different places where you can go and celebrate Veterans Day. But not only that, it's the whole Veterans Week. In fact, here's one right here. Right, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow is November the 10th. What am I on November the 10th? Well, it happens to be the Marines' birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. I think it was formed in, what was that, 1875? Dale, 1879, 1878? Something like that.
17.
But, okay?
1775.
Oh, 1775. That was even before you were born, right?
Even before you were born.
I have a birthday tomorrow, folks, but we won't be talking about that. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the founding of the Marines. And here in Washtenaw County, there's going to be a birthday ball, epic event, live entertainment, guest speakers, gourmet dinner, cash bar, complete USMC birthday ball regala, cake cutting. There's something about this cake, folks. Every single year they pass the tradition by, this is real, you know, like they cut the cake and the cake.
With swords. It's not with a little knife. It's with swords.
Swords.
This is a very, you know, we're not Marines, so we really don't understand this whole thing.
Well,
but the idea is that they use these, you know, the sabers, and they pull out the sabers and they cut the
They cut the cake. It's quite the tradition. So you're going to want to call You're going to want $10. That's right. It's $10. And what else do we have here? Yes, you're going to want to call 734-649-4066, 734-649-4066, or go online and get to the Washtenaw County Marines, MCL414. Now, all throughout the country, there's going to be celebrations. So I would say, what, Google,
Oh, you Google. Just go to your local VA facility, and you're going to find probably around 11 o'clock on Tuesday morning for sure, there's going to be a flag raising and honor guards and so forth. I know here locally, the University of Michigan has an entire Veterans Week program going on, and actually it started already. But let's see, we got University of Michigan In Her Boots art display at the Michigan Union on Monday. Tuesday, the flag ceremony at 8 and 5 at the Central Diag. Those of you who went to Michigan, you know, in the Diag, there's a huge flagpole there, and they're going to be honoring, putting the flag on, putting it down. The ROTC is going to be over at the VA hospital at 11. Wednesday is the World War II panel. Thursday is a Vietnam veteran panel. Friday is a Korean
War
panel.
This is all at the VA, right?
This happens to be at the University of Michigan.
Oh, this is at U of M. Okay.
Yeah, right. But you can go to the Ann Arbor VA and look under events, and they'll have events, and they'll have all types of events that are going to occur in there. We've got the University of Michigan, as we said. We've got Concordia College.
Oh, yeah.
The entire day at Concordia. If you're a veteran, go to Concordia. I think it's concordia.edu/veterans.
They land a Chinook, right? Is that what the one was?
Last year they landed a Chinook. This year, I believe, they've got some sort of Coast Guard repelling, you know, one of the rescue helicopters.
I know, but that
there.
Chinook, there were about 100 people around the, what would you call it? Yeah, flight.
The landing zone there.
Yeah, and they started that thing up. Man, the vortex, the wind. I mean, and here you are, a chopper guy in a Huey, and this thing scattered everybody. Right. When they got those two huge
those things would just blow us out of their way.
But when I think about that, and I see that on the History Channel or on the Military Channel, and you just don't really get a scope on what it takes to pilot, what it takes to be a crew, what it takes to be a military today. You know, it's not your Beetle Bailey Army, folks. Not anymore. Hmm?
No. In fact, I was got a quick story for you. I was talking to an Army Ranger last weekend, and he was saying how he was out in the field in Iraq prior to 2003, and his job was to go out there and set up radio antennas and to guide in the bombers as, you know, when they made that decision to go in, to guide them in. And so he's using this computer, and he's using radios and all this other stuff. I asked him, how old were you? How old were you when you did that? He says, 19.
19, I know. Calling in airstrikes.
And there was a guy on the History Channel last week who was on Midway and was calling in airstrikes and everything else. And he finally said to the Navy, he says, get me out of here. And they sent in one of, you know, those rubber boats, and they got him out. 19. So with the different, you know, there's still great generations of men and women out there, folks.
Folks, you want to go to www.veteransradio.net because we have archives, and you remember, Dale, we had one of those, I forgot what they called the guy, what was the position, but somebody was on our program, I believe it was four programs ago, where he did, and he called in the airstrikes.
Well, the Forward Artillery FOA or something like that, where they would just go out and they would tell artillery where their rounds were falling, and meanwhile they're out there in the middle of nowhere. They're crazy.
Wow. Hey, by the way, folks, if you have a comment, you're going to want to give us a call at 844-VET-1600. And if you can't figure that out, well, it's 844-838-1600. Yeah, come on, get off your duff, get over there, pick up the phone, give us a call.
Locally, it's 734-822-1600.
1600,
because that's where we are, folks. We're on Talk Radio 1600 AM in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah, man. Okay. Do you want to go to a break or you want to go to our guest? We got a guest.
We got
a guest on the line. Okay. Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Lawrence Bastion.
All right, Lawrence, come on the air.
Come on the air. Put him on.
Hi, I'm here. How are you doing?
Hi, Lawrence. Thanks very much for calling in. I just wanted to get you on the program to talk about your DVDs for vets.
Well, it's a program that started back in 2006. It started when a few friends in Fairfield County, Connecticut, donated their personal collections of DVDs to the local VA hospital. As you and your listeners probably remember, 10 years ago, there were a lot of soldiers coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan with some serious battle wounds, what they call traumatic brain injuries. And a lot of these guys required a lot of time in rehab in the VA system. So some friends got together and they said, you know, while these soldiers are waiting patiently for their rehab work and for their doctor's appointments, why not bring in some DVDs to keep them entertained? And it took off. A few other friends heard about it, and we were basically putting together a website. I came forward soon after and was asked to just help out by putting together a website, and somehow I got volunteered to the executive director, which since then I've been so very happy to do. And at our website, which is dvds4vets.org, and that's the number four in the middle,
right,
we list all the VA hospitals, vet centers, and state vet nursing homes throughout the country from Maine to Guam. And people like your listeners have been so good to donate new and used DVDs to keep these guys entertained while they're in a very difficult situation with their rehab.
Well, I think it's a great program, and I was really excited to hear about it. I wasn't of the DVD generation. I would have been really nice if we'd had somebody even send us – oh, that's right. I was even before cassette tapes. Never mind. Have you been sending the DVDs overseas also?
Yes. We actually, as part of our mission, we do whenever we get a request from a soldier. For example, just a few days ago, we got a request from a soldier who's in Afghanistan. And while we're hearing about a lot of the guys coming back, there's still a good number of our troops over there. And so we just got a request a few days ago asking if we could send some DVDs. And not only did we send about 200 DVDs to this one unit, we sent a couple of portable DVD players. Those things are literally worth their weight in gold. And whether we're talking vets here in the hospital system or soldiers who are still out in some remote place in the world, we always do our best to send DVDs to active duty troops as well.
Well, I think it's just a great organization. That's DVDs4Vets.org with a number four. You can find out all the information of where you can send these DVDs to, and I know that the men and women that have been receiving these really do appreciate it. We've talked to a number of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans who just wanted to thank everybody in America for sending over those DVDs, and, of course, all the care packages that all the organizations send. So I want to thank you for being on Veterans Radio, and hopefully we can send some more DVDs your way.
And have your listeners go to our website, again, dvds4vets.org. And if your listeners have a family member who is an active duty soldier overseas, please have them email us, and we'll be more than happy to put together a care package for them. And in the meantime, if anybody has any spare DVDs they want to bring to a local VA hospital, that is our primary mission. And we are here 24/7. As long as there are still vets out there, as long as there are still DVDs or Blu-rays, we will continue to do this.
And do you accept financial donations as well?
No, that's a very important point you brought up. We do not accept nor do we solicit financial help. We are one of these all-volunteer charity groups that everything is donated, and we don't ask for money. We will never accept it. We are not politically affiliated with anybody as well. And our goal is really to get donors such as your listeners to bring a few DVDs down to a VA hospital. And if we can accomplish that, our mission is perfectly on target.
Well, Lawrence, I really want to thank you for being on Veterans Radio, and we're going to put some more information about you guys up on our website so that people can send off those DVDs. Thank you very much, and God bless you, and have a great Veterans Day week.
Semper Fi.
Another one of those.
I know. They're all over the place.
Thank you,
that's
Lawrence.
Right. Well,
we'll talk to you later.
I think we got to go to a break right now.
I think we do.
I think
we're going to come back with a Navy SEAL, so then we're going to talk about, you know.
Ooh, got it. Chauncey?
Soldiers returning with traumatic brain injuries or other serious battle wounds often spend weeks or months in a VA hospital or other rehab facility. DVDs for Vets is collecting DVDs and portable players for distribution in our community and nationwide. Many of us take for granted our access to everyday enjoyment, and DVDs for Vets needs your help in giving these injured soldiers some diversions from the monotony of a hospital stay during recovery. To donate new or used DVDs or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to www.dvdsforvets.org.
Yeah, there we go. Anchors away, man. Oh, for all the Navy folk up. They, I don't know, every now and then, you guys don't talk a whole lot about the Navy. Well, you know, that was a good salute to the Navy. And I want to mention a couple of things. Costco. Costco in Washtenaw County. Costco. On Veterans Day, you can shop without a membership. All you want at Costco on Washtenaw County here outside of Ann Arbor. Now, if that is at other Costco's, when you go to the Costco, you might want to check with your local Costco affiliate. But other than Veterans Day, they also offer discounts on memberships to military. Applebee's on Veterans Day, Tuesday, you'll get a free meal, man. And it's not going to be SOS. I can guarantee you that. That's right. They even have steak. They got four or five selections, and it's complimentary. Thank you from Applebee's. Applebee's, right. And Bob Evans. Run on the farm. Bob Evans. Pancakes. Do you like pancakes?
I do like pancakes. I'll tell you what. If you go to, I think it's the American Legion website, and they have a list of probably 100 or 150 restaurants and businesses that are giving discounts.
Oh, that's cool.
On Veterans Radio.
How do you get that?
I go to the American Legion website. Also, we're going to have it up on our website probably a little bit later tonight.
Okay.
To make sure that you can go and get those free meals and everything else that's out there. And some of the restaurants are pretty fancy places, too.
I know.
And it's a great deal. So in addition to, I don't think we should have to pay for eating this entire week. If we play it right.
I like that. It's good for the budget. Dale, take over. You got somebody right now.
I do have somebody, but at first I want to talk a little bit about a little video programming that is coming up, and that's on the American Heroes Channel. And I know, Bob, we've had many of our guests have been on the American Heroes Channel.
John McManus.
Dwight Zimmerman has been on there.
Rebecca,
in fact, we got to give
Rebecca.
Dwight a call. Rebecca Grant has been on there. Bill Timmerman, many of our guests have been on there. But
Larry King stuff, you know? I mean, quality,
Quality stuff.
Quality.
I'm not going to say
quality.
Larry King
quality.
Stuff. Larry King, I don't know where he's gone. He's kind of lost his mind. But this week, is Duty, Honor, Courage Week. And every single day on the American Heroes Channel, they've got programming just for you veterans out there. Civilians, you can feel free to watch also. But for the veterans, you can watch the program starting tonight through next Sunday. And Duty, Honor, Courage Week. In fact, they're starting off with a one-hour special called The Real Inglorious Bastards and a new episode of D-Day to Victory, Battle of the Bulge, Pearl Harbor, Fighting the Gulf War, Baghdad Thunder Runs, World War II in Color, The Real Inglorious Bastards. Again, I think they like that name. I like saying it, too. But Surviving D-Day, Mountain Massacre, The Battle of Sugarloaf Hill, Apocalypse, D-Day to Victory.
Sugarloaf, that was Korea, I think.
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, Against the Odds, The Battle of Sugarloaf Hill. And Chosen is also going to be on there, so I know that you are.
We have a program coming up on Chosen, folks.
In addition to the American Heroes Channel, PBS is also running a special this week that reveals the untold story of the U.S. Navy SEALs. And this is going to premiere on Veterans Day at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. And joining me on the line right now is one of the participants in the program, and that is Bill Doyle. Bill, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hi, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm having to assume that you are a SEAL. Is that correct?
I am a writer of nonfiction books who's never served in the military.
Okay.
My writing partner, Dick Couch, is a former Navy SEAL who served a combat tour in Vietnam and has written about 15 books on special ops history. Never about himself, by the way.
Right.
We actually got some for the first time for our book, Navy SEALs, The Untold Story, which is a companion to the PBS special airing Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. Dick tells, for the first time, a remarkable story of a successful POW rescue of South Vietnamese soldiers that he organized in 1970. But pretty much at the same time that the Son Tay raid was occurring in North Vietnam, Dick had a very quick reaction of a pickup operation based on very short time intelligence and he managed to free almost 20 South Vietnamese prisoners who were basically in a Viet Cong death camp in the Mekong Delta. But our book, the book and the TV program both tell the full story of the Navy SEALs back to their origins in World War II. And it is a remark. In my opinion, I'm one of the producers of the PBS special. It was an amazing experience to meet these people and to bring the, and to introduce viewers to some of the people who, for example, we have one of the Navy Combat Demolition Unit men who was one of the first people on Omaha Beach who had to blow up the obstacles with, you know, minimal equipment, a little rubber boat filled with explosives, and somehow try to wire up the obstacles to clear a path for the Army to come in. And they had about, you know, 25 minutes to do it, or the whole thing would lurch sideways and get impaled on these obstacles. And that man, Ken Reynolds, tells his story for the first time in our book and our show, and we take you through Korea and Vietnam and Grenada and so forth, and we reveal some of the you know, real tragedies the SEALs have absorbed, but always their remarkable skill and courage, and most of it quite unsung. You know, our problem was, how do you tell a story about a group that wants to be invisible?
Right, that's a little controversial thing going on
right now.
That's for sure. And we have had Dick on our program before, and I'm sure you probably have run into Dwight Zimmerman, and we're going to be giving him a call here in just a moment to get him involved, because I think he's trying to call me, probably on my phone. But so PBS is putting together this program, and this, as you mentioned in just now, that this is going to be going all the way back to the Frogmen of World War II.
Right. This is really the first full, complete history of the SEALs and their forefathers from World War II and through till today. And for example, we tracked down a man named Dave Del Judas, who was the first commanding officer of SEAL Team 1 in 1962. He tells the story of how he put it all together from scratch, pretty much. We have a man, I don't know if you know, a man named Dick Lyon out in Oceanside, California. Dick Lyon is 91 years old. He was a scout and raider in World War II, and then he served in Korea in an amazing operation that we talk about in our book and our show, PBS show. And he today, at age 91, helps train the next generation of Navy SEALs out in Coronado by giving lectures and being a mentor. So he later became an admiral and qualified as a SEAL. So he's just one of the many astonishing characters I meet, and I think you'll probably meet many of them for the first time in our book and our show.
Well, I'm anxious to see the program. We're scheduled to have Dick on Veterans Radio next Sunday to talk a little bit more about the history. And now that, you know, everybody will get a chance to see the program, and then they can call in next Sunday and ask questions. So I'm excited to have him on, and love to have you back on the program also. I think this Navy SEAL story is something that America is fascinated with. And as you said, everybody who's ever been involved in any sort of secret ops always kind of wants to remain anonymous. But unfortunately, in today's world, it's almost impossible. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. And, you know, one thing that we did that some other people have not done, the SEAL project, is we ran our project. We ran the project by the Pentagon for a security review before it is released, and we did that with the PBS show too. And you know, there are three problems going on today with SEALs, and it's a real shame because they look bad in the media this week, and that's terrible. I think number one is the legal question: did they violate a disclosure agreement? Number two, there's the ethical question: they are, by definition, do not advertise their deeds. That's the code. That's the ethos of the SEALs.
Mm-hmm.
And number three is the security. What I was most worried about is the security issue. You know, accidentally giving tactics away to our enemy, and that's a real danger in writing about special operations. That's why we cleared it to the Pentagon and the CIA, and we just thought it was the right thing to do. But that also enabled us, Dale, to tell the operators we were interviewing, hey, this has been. We're cooperating with the Naval Special Warfare Command. Their public affairs people are helping us. This is not an authorized or official book by any means, but we're going to get a security cut on this. And they said, okay, fine then. I mean, I'll talk. So these men were opening up really for the first time ever. And having Dick Coucher, the co-author, opened a lot of doors for us. And that's why we're so proud of the result. The PBS show, which airs at 9 p.m. on Veterans Day night, day after, I guess that's the day after tomorrow, and the book that goes on sale the same day.
Well, I encourage our listeners to watch this program on their local PBS station on Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. It is the story, the untold story of the U.S. Navy SEALs. I think it's going to be fascinating. We're going to have Dwight on in just a minute to talk a little bit more about SEALs, and I know his background with that. And I want to thank you so much, as Bill, for filling in, and I apologize that I didn't know your whole history. I'm supposed to stretch now, so tell me a little bit about tell me a little about the other books that you have written.
Well, I'll
give you some free publicity here.
Yes, I'm the son of a veteran, of a World War II combat veteran in the Army in New Guinea, and I actually wrote a book called A Soldier's Dream, which came out 2-3 years ago, which was about a captain, Army captain, named Travis Patricklin, who worked with the tribes in Anbar province and helped turn things around in that province in 06, setting the stage for Petraeus and the surge and the good news that followed in Iraq. And I think it's actually a model for how we could fix things there now, but that's a different story. So I write nonfiction books, and I have a special interest in military history and politics as well.
Right.
I'm currently working on a
Bill,
book.
I'm sorry, now I do have to cut you off, because now they're yelling at me. But Bill Doyle, check him out on Google. I think you're going to find some great stories, it sounds like. And Bill, I want to make sure we get you back on the program. Thank you for being on the program. We'll be right back.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Dave Perkins.
The minute they pass a bill that addresses the problems with immigration reform, I will sign it.
President Obama today promising to supersede whatever unilateral action he takes by signing a bill from Congress on immigration reform, provided it says what he wants it to say.
And it supersedes whatever actions I take, and I'm encouraging them to do so.
The president on CBS's Face the Nation under pressure now to deliver on immigration reform after having promised he would since the end of the summer.
If the president goes it alone on immigration, I think there'll be a backlash in the country.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina strongly recommending the president not go it alone on immigration reform.
He's completely tone deaf as to the results of this election. Even those who didn't vote, Mr. President, are polled about your policies, they don't like them any more than the people who did vote.
Graham appearing on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures.
It's been amazing 2 years.
American Kenneth Bay, along with Matthew Miller, released from North Korea. The Blaze Radio's Tom Peace reports.
I learned a lot. I grew a lot. Lost a lot of weight in a good way. But I'm standing strong because of you.
Kenneth Bay thanking supporters after arriving back in the U.S. He and Matthew Miller win their release from North Korea after a secret mission by Director of National Intelligence James Clapper.
The administration with a small immigration victory against Arizona, the Blaze Radio's Chris Vermillion.
A federal judge striking down Arizona's immigrant smuggling law, saying the federal government has sole authority to prosecute smuggling crimes. The ruling is the latest in a string of restrictions from the federal courts on Arizona's effort to get local police to confront illegal immigration. This decision on the heels of the U.S. Supreme Court striking down an Arizona law that denies bail to people in the country illegally who are charged with certain crimes.
I'm Dave Perkins. This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
If you have a VA claim denied by the Board of Veterans Appeals, contact Legal Help for Veterans at 1-800-693-4800. They're experts in handling cases before the U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. Their number again, 1-800-693-4800.
And we're back on Veterans Radio for our very special 11th anniversary program and Veterans Day program. Boy, that was a heck of a first half. We were really rushing through. But
that was pretty amazing.
That was amazing.
And I appreciate Mr. Doyle coming on the program because I think he came on. You know, he came on a little bit blind.
He's a producer.
And he's a producer and a writer. And,
they call the program. Isn't that great?
It's gonna be very exciting. We got another guy on the line too. If I can just take a second to
go
talk
ahead.
To him.
Fire away.
Okay, I got Ryan on the line from Midnight Mission out in California. Ryan, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Good to be here.
As you can see, we're kind of running a little bit hectic today, which is kind of exciting for us. But I talked about your mission last week, and I just wanted to give our audience an opportunity to hear a little bit more about it, so I'm going to give you about 30 seconds to go.
All right, awesome. We're the Midnight Mission, and like you said, we're out in Los Angeles. And on Friday, November 14th, we're having a stand-down. We will have the VA enrollment out here for all your benefits, mental health, housing, employment, for all our homeless and near homeless vets. This is a free service. Social Security will be here. Showers, hygiene, haircuts, meals, everything for our veterans for free. Stand down at the Midnight Mission on Friday, November 14th.
I think that's terrific. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my veteran's heart.
Amen.
For all of these things that you and other organizations are doing for these homeless vets. And I think our goal over the next year or two is to eliminate homelessness with veterans. So how's that for a challenge for everybody out there?
You know, it's just to be good to be part of the solution. It's just a small token of what we can do, you know, to honor our vets. And, you know, being the longest provider in Los Angeles, being here 100 years, you know, we continue to support our vets and are honored to be part of that.
Well, I want to congratulate you. Is there a place where people can go to help you guys out?
Yeah, if you just go to midnightmission.org and all the information is there laid out, that'll be easy. You can find everything there.
Thank you very much, Ryan. That's midnightmissions.org out in California. Thank you very much for calling Veterans Radio.
Thank you, sir.
Okie doke.
Well, that was really cool. Really cool. Well, I've got another announcement coming on Tuesday, Veterans Day. Join for lunch. Wham! Talk Radio Wham! Talk Radio Wham! 1600 is having lunch for all veterans at the Texas Roadhouse this Tuesday from 11 to 4. So you get to have an entree, soft drink, tea, menu. Bring your family and friends to help us honor those who have served our country. So,
and where is this restaurant?
It's on Ford Road, Dale. It's at 36750 Ford Road in Westland. Now, if you live in California, no, disregard that, man. But I'm going to be there.
Well, check out the Texas Roadhouses wherever you live. I'll bet there's something going on in every one of them on Veterans Day.
Yes, and some of the things that you hear here, folks, you want to check with your local establishment.
Your local.
Dale, somebody into Veterans Radio, take it away.
I do. And joining us on the line right now is the current president of the Military Writers Society of America, and that's Dwight Zimmerman. Dwight, welcome back.
Dale, Bob, it is so much fun to be here on the show again. You guys are great, and I'm just so thrilled to be a part of this anniversary.
Well, thank you very much. And also joining us on the line is the young woman who got me involved with the Military Writers Society of America, and that is former President Joyce Faulkner. Joyce, welcome to Veterans Radio.
Hi, how you doing? It's so good to hear from you guys again.
It's so good to hear your voice, Joyce, and I know how important everybody in the military is to both you and Dwight. And I just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk to our audience about what's going on with the military writers and a little bit of your thoughts about Veterans Day coming up. So I'll go to you, Joyce, first.
Okay. Well, as you know, we're very excited about the Military Writers Society of America becoming a 501(c), which gives us an opportunity to expand our mission. And it's something we've been working on for a while. And the big issue that we want to do is our outreach to VA hospitals, to high schools and colleges and even elementary schools, if at all possible, to try and educate people about the daring do that our military does for us. Sometimes it's just a matter of letting people know what's happened and what's going on, and unfortunately it seems that a lot of people don't. So that's our goal, that's our latest thrust. A lot of this is something I started and Dwight has carried through on, and it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. In fact, I'm finding that there are more and more programs for veterans, writing programs, art programs, poetry, everything else, as a way for them to, you know, kind of relieve themselves of their demons.
Absolutely. I, as you know, years ago I worked at a rape crisis center, and that was the goal then, is we encouraged people to write not just nonfiction. Mm-hmm. Yes, they want to write nonfiction to remember their buddies and to tell it like they remember it and those kinds of things. But there's something so powerful about being in control of something that you couldn't control at the time it happened to you. And so writing a fictional account is particularly relieving of many of those demons, as you put it.
Well, I just think it's great, and I know there's a big program going on at the University of Michigan, our art program, actually, for painting and so forth, and also a writing program. We have a writing program at our local community college, and they say that it's going really well, so I've got to find out a little bit more about that. I wanted to thank you, Joyce. You know, you've introduced me to so many of our great guests through the Military Writers Society. And Dwight, I wanted to bring you on a little bit earlier to get you on with the Navy SEAL because I'm figuring that you must know these guys.
Well, I do know it a bunch. Thank you, Dale. It's been an honor. I've had their stories are absolutely incredible. And as you know, I've written a number of them, you know, for articles that have appeared in Defense Media Network. And in various publications, including a couple of my books, you know, Uncommon Valor and Beyond Hell and Back. I really want to make a quick, you know, point here. As you know, Chris Martini with his movie Trooper,
right.
It is having its official debut November 11th. And it can be streamed online at Vimeo, Vimeo.com. And you've seen the screening way back when in Orlando. So I don't have to explain to you what this movie is about. It's a very powerful story about a soldier from the Iraq conflict struggling with health issues and trying to reconnect with the civilian world.
It's difficult.
I'm just so happy that it's now finally coming out.
I know, and I can remember when I first saw it. It must have been 4 or 5 years ago. It's a multi-generational thing because the dad's a Vietnam vet and has his own issues. And so I really encourage people to go to this. That was Vimeo, did you say? V-I-M-E-O?
.com. /on-demand/trooper.
On-demand/trooper. And that becomes goes online on Tuesday, correct?
It is debuting on November 11th. They've got a special rollout for it. You can go to the Facebook, people who are connected that way, go to the Trooper site, Christopher Martini. And tomorrow, Chris and I are going to be at Fort Hamilton at a special breakfast event in which we will be talking about that as well. I'm just so, well, actually, I'm humbled.
I think you're pretty proud and humbled, Dwight. Thanks again. I need to talk to you about getting together for our Christmas books program in December.
That's exactly what I. This is Bob. Dwight, how are you doing?
Okay, hi, Bob. Well, okay, whether you're talking books, well, my new book is Area 51.
I just received it.
That doesn't even exist. I don't believe it. I'll have to read it. I'm going to have. I don't know. You might have little antenna somehow coming out of there. Dwight, with all the holiday season coming up, why don't you tell our listeners how they can
get in touch with your organization, because it's all about military. You know, if you want to give something to a veteran, give them a book, man, something that they can pass on from gender. Dwight, tell us all about that.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for that. Okay, with the Military Writers Society of America, any of the listeners who are really interested, and I would encourage them to go to our website, which is MWSADispatches.com. Dispatches is our newsletter, and they will find a list of our members and the books and everything, and they will get a wealth of wonderful, wonderful books. This ranges from children's books. We have a couple of authors, Sandra Linhart, who did a series that is just absolutely touching about separation. You know, the little children, when mom and dad has to go off to deployment, mommy's boots, daddy's boots. I can't say enough about how
these are
well
great stories.
Written that was, and how. And then we go into the older age groups, to the adults material, ranging from, history, nonfiction, fiction, whole nine yards.
You guys have got it all. I hate to cut you off, Dwight, but you guys have got it all on the Military Writers Society.
Yes.
MWSADispatches.com. Joyce.
No, MWSA Dispatches.
MW, Military Writers. All right. Joyce, he got his turn. It's yours. What have you done recently? I know you've got your own books and your own publishing company now.
Yes, we do. And we have three new books coming out that I think will interest you. One of them is by Beth Underwood. It's called Gravity, and it takes place in Iraq. It's one of our first Iraq books about Iraqi freedom. And we have a book that I wrote called Windshift, which is about the women who ferried aircraft during World War II.
The Wasp. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And very exciting about that is we have our first children's adaptation of that novel. Very excited about that, to have a book for young girls that mm-hmm. says, you can do it, you can fly, you can build an airplane, you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
It's very exciting.
I'm sorry to interrupt there, but having seen that book, I completely agree. The artwork is absolutely stunning and engaging. This was a thoroughly captivating book.
All right, the two of you, we got to get together. We'll plan a date in December to have you on so we can talk about these books. Many of the books that the Military Writers have put out are on our own Veterans Radio Bookstore website, so you can get in there and start going through all those books that we have reviewed and read and talked about on our program. And we're trying to come up with an idea. Maybe we're going to start doing a little bit of our own reviewing of these books to let people know what books we really enjoy. So I want to thank both of you and remind everybody to go to the Military Writers Society's website. That's M as in man, M as in military, MWSADispatches.com. Dwight, Joyce, thank you very much. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you.
Nice to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Okay.
All the way from Jersey, right?
No, this was from New York and Pennsylvania. We're talking to people all over the country,
Bob.
All over
the country. We got our third break, so I think we need to go.
I know.
Go.
We're going
to
come back. I'm going to introduce or reintroduce you to our newest partner after we take a break. And then
he's
we
on
got
a secret assignment.
He's in Florida. All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
Living at American House is like being on a cruise ship, with all the lovely surroundings, the many, many activities, and the people to share with. It's so comfortable to be here. I feel safe. I don't have to shop. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean up.
When you move into an American House senior living community, you open the door to a new world of possibilities. Our life enrichment directors are committed to enhancing the lives of residents every day. We look forward to finding out what interests you.
I just get dressed up and walk down to the dining room and enjoy my meals in the company of other people at my table.
For more moments made in American House, go to AmericanHouse.com. Again, that's AmericanHouse.com. Or watch us at YouTube.com/AmericanHouseLiving.
Living here has enriched my life. I'm Carol Huck, and I made an American House.
Okay, we're back on Veterans Radio for our anniversary program and our Veterans Day salute. And
11 years.
11 years.
That's a lucky
program.
Number, too.
Good
I think
Lord.
I got to go play the lotto tonight.
And we got 11 more to go.
I hope so.
I'll be 106.
Yeah, you will be. Hey, speaking of 107, let's bring on the young guy.
Oh yeah, our newest host that we added this year. We got a Navy guy. So all you Navy folks out there, we got a Navy man right now, and he's on special assignment out of town.
That's true.
Dale, why don't you go ahead and introduce our new host?
Okay, he's also the founder of Legal Help for Veterans, and our newest on-air personality is Jim Falzone. Jim, thanks for calling in from your secret location.
Thanks, Dale. Thanks, Bob. Just wanted to call in from Florida and wish Veterans Radio a happy 11th anniversary. I think it's very exciting, and I think 2015 is going to be even more exciting. So congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much, and I know that you're down there recovering from an election, but I just wanted to congratulate your wife, not that she didn't win, because she tried.
Right.
And I think I have to admire every single candidate out there. Just trying it is way beyond my understanding, but we wouldn't be anywhere without people like her.
Well, the Brigadier General got to experience retail of democracy at its best. Met wonderful veterans all throughout the area, and so we'll move on to bigger and better things. But Carol Ann really enjoyed the experience. We're down here in Florida getting a little R&R in, but one of the things we did is our sponsor, whose ad you just played, American House, is building some new facilities down here in the Florida area, in the Fort Myers, and I think that's probably really Estero or Benitas Springs. Right. I'm not sure the exact city. So American House is now outside of Michigan, down in Florida, and Veterans Radio, as you've heard from the callers, is all over the country. We've gone from California to Florida and every place in between. So, again, you guys have done a great job keeping this going with exciting programs and book authors and stories of veterans, and I'm sure that we're going to have a wonderful 2015.
I totally agree, Jim, and thank you very much. I'm sure that the sun is still shining down there.
We're having a celebratory cigar in your honor on your 11th anniversary, and then the next thing we'll do is we'll take the general out for some dinner.
There you go. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, General Falzone, also.
Yeah.
I found a picture of the two of you at a paralyzed veterans dinner. Approximately six years ago. So that's where I first met
We've
you guys.
We've been to every one of those. Actually, we're coming back this week to make sure we make some Veterans Day programs and additionally to attend Michigan PVA's annual gala dinner this coming Friday. I think that's the 14th.
Right. Oh, and I wanted to remind our audience, you're speaking at Schoolcraft College on Tuesday. Is that correct?
I am. That's correct. They're dedicating their new Veterans Center to help veterans assimilate into the college routine. The general and I kind of have been pushing that for a while, and it's off the ground. We're really happy about it, and we get a chance to say a few words at cool. 2
what,
o'clock
what
on
what
the
time
11th.
Is, what time is that going to be? 2 o'clock, did you say?
2 o'clock on the 11th, yes.
Okay, yeah. 2 o'clock.
What
Schoolcraft, is that? Which building?
Yeah, which building?
Yeah, we'll be in the McDowell building right on Haggerty Road between 6 and 7 Mile. So we're really looking forward to that.
Okay.
Take care, Jim.
Guys, have
Thanks,
a good
Jim.
Show.
Enjoy. I'll go light Thank up a cigar you. When we're done for you. All right. I got one more.
Go ahead.
I got one more. All right. Yesterday, I was at a breakfast, for a Veterans Appreciation breakfast at the Ward Church in Northville, Michigan. And one of our favorite guests from last year was there giving a presentation about her book, A Thousand Letters Home, about the letters that her dad wrote. And so I'm going to bring her on the air right now, hopefully, and that is Teresa Irish. Teresa,
hey,
welcome.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
We are terrific.
Good. I'm so happy to be part of your anniversary show, no less. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, I figured that you would be an appropriate guest to talk about Veterans Day because you had such a great presentation yesterday when you were talking about the letters that your dad had written home, not only to your mom, but also to his parents and to the parents of the people that he lost. And I thought if I could give you about 2 minutes to tell the story of what happened to your dad and his buddies.
Sure. It was April 9th, 1945, so close to the end of the war in Steinberg in Germany. And my dad and his five buddies went out on a reconnaissance mission, and shortly after they entered into this little valley, they were completely surrounded by the Germans. And my dad would lose his, out of the four of them, three of his buddies, Don Case, Jack Davis, Barney Stone. The fourth, his driver, took a bullet that day, and my dad was a survivor from that. And he wrote letters literally from his first week at Fort Custer in November 1942 until he came back 38 months later from the front lines in Germany with the Silver Star and the Purple Heart and two Bronze Stars. And he was a 20-year-old dairy farmer from Hemlock, Michigan, but he wrote just beautiful, deep, and insightful and reflective letters. And it's been a beautiful message of survivor purpose for those who've been through similar hardship. And I have to tell you guys, I almost think it should be renamed Veterans Month because we have
been honored.
We've had five programs already last week. We have 10 more coming up before the 20th in your Michigan viewer area. And it is just touching all of the businesses and schools and churches. And we have 10 more presentations until the 20th. And I'm telling you, it gives back to us far more than we're able to give to those in attendance, with a special message as well to our Vietnam veterans. Well, as part of our program.
Well, we certainly appreciate all you're doing with this book, Teresa, and I encourage everybody to go not only to your website to buy the book, and what is that website again?
It's 1000lettershome.com. 1000 is spelled out.
It's a great book, by the way. I'm reading it and taking a little bit each time.
It's almost like one of those, Veterans for Soul, you know, where you just, each one that you read, in my case, and probably a lot of people my own age, it brings us back to our own parents when we go, oh, this is what was happening. And, you know, we kind of transferring that from one veteran to another because so many of them went through the different experiences that you talk about in the book. I also want to make sure our audience understands that this is a self-published book. None of the big publishers, you know, chose to publish it. And that's probably just as well, I think, because now you can say anything that you want and go out and talk to anybody that you want to. And I want to congratulate you and your husband for putting these programs on.
Teresa,
well, thank you.
Teresa, how can our listeners get your book besides at Veterans Radio?
If you order through Amazon or Barnes & Noble, we're actually shipping to them. So we encourage people to order through 1000 Letters Home because there they can write who they would like the book inscribed to. So we can personalize it for them, for the veteran in their life, or for holiday gifts right from our site. And we also have on our website a list of our upcoming engagements, particularly in the Michigan area in the next week, including Schoolcraft on the 20th. So they're really dedicated to their military services this month. So.
Okay.
Both our programs and the book, as well as the e-book, just go to 1000lettershome.com and come join us at one of these. Bring somebody a love and young people who need to learn our history, and I promise we'll leave you walking away with a couple things for everyone.
I trust me, I know. It was very emotional. Thank you, Teresa. Make sure you go to 1000lettershome.com. Check out where she's going to be, and we'll have you on again. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Hey, how much time we got?
About 30 seconds. No, 1 minute. Okay.
1 minute? I got one more place.
I
got this one more place we have to talk about
real quick.
Real quick. Massages for the military on Veterans Day. In Chicagoland, Massage Envy, which has 37 Chicagoland locations, is giving a free one-hour massage to all military personnel and veterans at all of their locations on November 11, 2014. So go to Massage Envy Spa. and check them out. I think we want to thank them for doing that.
Okay, we got 20 seconds left. Okay, Dale,
thank you, man.
Thank
you all for listening.
11 more years.
Bob, thank you for all that you do for the program. We couldn't be on air without you. We're going out with our favorite tune, and if you don't cry when you hear this one, you're not an American.
WAAM Ann Arbor. Our First Amendment at work. Real public radio. Unbiased. Open and honest discussion.
24 hours a day.
WAAM Radio.
WAAM. Talk 1600.